joined in the studio by Penny Hollington, who's the director of Hollington Associates, who are a specialist recruitment company based here in Brentwood. And Penny's been in several times before to discuss subjects relating to recruitment. We've talked about CVs, dress code, first job, going back to work, and much more. And if you do want to check out all the previous interviews with Penny and all the advice which is there, it's all the wsphoenixfm.com under Eat My Brunch, and just look out for the heading Penny Hollington. You're going to be talking about work-life balance and flexibility at work.
Yes, I thought we could talk a little bit about that. I think we've talked before, and it's been in the press for a long time, that I think job seekers now, a lot of what they're looking for is what benefits might be available, as well as the salary, obviously. But actually, benefits can sometimes be more important to people when they're looking for a job. And actually, that flexibility is something that could make a big difference for somebody. So any company that can offer a little bit of flexibility could actually maybe be the reason why someone might choose to leave a job for another job. Mm. If they can see that there might just be some flexibility that might help them with their work-life balance, which I know is a little bit of a cheesy expression, isn't it, still, but I think it still sums up just that people can just manage to manage everything as well as, you know, their job, and it not be quite so stressful. Mm. And I think what prompted, I think, to talk about it is that there's been in the paper recently, PwC have actually been sharing the information that when people apply for a job there, they encourage people to actually state what sort of hours and days they want to work, as well as their skills and experience, and that they advocate that they actually match people to projects. So if someone's got the right skills and experience, but wants to maybe work a shorter week, if that would fit with one of the projects they have, then they will make that match. So that's an interesting idea, on the basis that it may again attract some really good talent who maybe might have stayed put somewhere before, but might actually think, do you know what, that flexibility would be a difference for me to leave where I am and join, you know, another company. Yeah. So just an interesting way of looking at how to recruit people and making it more attractive. Obviously not every company may have the ability to be able to offer that, but I think it was just an interesting thing that came out recently that just is addressing some of those issues about work-life balance.
Because it will change, because I know they've been saying this for years, but as computers take over, as they take over, and, you know, because you've got automated things now at the supermarket and the checkouts, and, you know, you've got machines stacking stuff in warehouses. Mm. So all those sort of jobs are disappearing.
I think everything's going to need to change to a point. And I mean, I think we seriously need to be thinking about what jobs in the next 5 to 10 years are probably, like you said, going to potentially disappear, and actually what jobs are going to be replacing those jobs. And are we training people? Are we educating people? Are we learning those new skills that we're going to need to replace those, you know, to fill those jobs that are going to be the new ones? So I think the job market and skills is going to, you know, really drastically change. So people could be doing jobs now that, like you said, in the not too distant future might not actually exist at all. And I think there's a stat, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I think a lot of children who are at school now will end up doing jobs that actually at the moment don't exist. So it's an interesting thing that we're educating children and, you know, giving advice, and actually they might end up doing a job that we don't even know it about yet. So that's quite it's exciting, but also a bit of a challenge. I think in the 20 odd years that I've been working, the jobs that I used to place again don't really exist in that format anymore. So and that's changed drastically in 20 years, so who knows what the next 20 years will be looking like.
Yes, you need to keep some skills though, because when the day comes, the judgment day, I'm not talking about religious, I'm just saying when the day comes, you need to be able to learn how to start a fire, things like that will be important. Penny, I'm doing it again, I'm going back into really negative spaces.
Not really, because there'll always be you know, I suppose I don't know how, you know, AI, I don't know how that's going to replace a lot of these roles, but, you know, the softer skills that we have as human beings and the things we do, you know, with regards to face communication, you know, I think a lot of those softer skills are critical, and I think they will still stay, because there's certain things that you still have to have that human interaction. So actually a lot of those softer skills, I think, are going to stay as a very important skill set to have. A working week probably in an office environment is still generally speaking a 37 to 40 hour week, and, you know, those hours are normally sometime between 8 and 9 and 5 and 6. So, you know, flexibility I think means different things to different people. So it could be that someone might want to reduce, you know, a 5-day week to a 4-day week. It might just be that some flexibility might be that if they just need to have a morning off or something, is there that flexibility they could do that and then make that time up, or does it have to be taken as holiday? So I think it's just, as organisations, I think people do really appreciate if there is just that little level of flexibility. And actually, I think, you know, people who actually really care about their job, I think will recognise that and appreciate it, and actually potentially give that time back. Yeah. So I think those little offers of flexibility can, you know, I suppose really give your employees just a good feeling and make them feel more appreciated, and actually that's going to come back to you in probably productivity anyway.
Yeah.
So the other example that I think again came out in the press recently, there was a company in New Zealand who trialled something for a couple of months. So everyone who was working there 5 days a week, they said, right, we're going to carry on paying you for 5 days a week, but you only need to work four. So everybody adopted a 4 in 5. And they did it over 2 months to see what the results would be. And actually, interestingly, productivity didn't drop at all. But obviously, employee satisfaction and how people felt and how appreciated they felt went high. So what they found was that actually people, because they thought this is so amazing that I'm going to get a day off in the week that I'm going to get paid for, they found a way to get that work done in those 4 days. Again, a kind of an interesting project to do, and actually find that the results were more positive than negative, and that work still got done. I think any flexibility that employers can give, you know, if it's for the right people, I think you will get that back in people feeling valued and wanting to give that back, that time back or that effort back. And actually, if you've got a happy workforce, generally speaking, that's a good place to be. So I know everyone's business is very different, and obviously there's lots of factors to look at, but I think evidence certainly shows that if you can offer that, you know, and also not only about looking after the people that work for you, but actually attracting some good talent from somewhere else. And I think, going back to the B word, I think the uncertainty may be stopping some people. A lot of people, I think, are staying in jobs at the moment and maybe quite hesitant to make that move, thinking I'd better just stay here and see what happens. And actually, someone offering an opportunity with maybe that flexibility, as I said, could be a way of attracting some really good talent that maybe might not have been out there.